City Spotlight Special Edition. Dave Krieger with you, WKDW 97.5 FM in Northport, Florida, streaming live on KDWRadio.com. RJ Malloy joining me on the microphone once again. Welcome, my legal voice of reason.
Oh, happy to be here, as always.
Well, you know, we just have a host of things. I mean, last week we talked about Amendment 2 and virtual. I don't know how we spent a whole hour on that, but we did. And then we even got off on title insurance and various other subjects, but now we're back to, you know, one of the things we talked about, and wouldn't you know, it came across in a Lexology report today, blockchain and digital currencies supported by congressmen and the SEC commissioner.
Right, and then there's also another article in the BBC. I only got to read part of it, but it has, is blockchain living up to its promise? And I think the answer was,
Oh, I was waiting to hear that. Well, you know, Tom Emmer, who's a Republican from Minnesota, announced on September 21st he's going to be introducing three pieces of legislation designed to support blockchain and digital currencies. You know, I just, this is how Congress is going to get into this. He wants to establish a reasonable regulatory framework for the technologies. And he was also named as the new co-chair of the Congressional Blockchain Caucus.
Wow.
I got to get a T-shirt that says Congressional Blockhead Caucus.
Oh, geez.
The U.S. should prioritize accelerating development of blockchain technology and create an environment that enables the American private sector to lead on innovation and further growth.
But they already are.
You know, but this is for Congress to spend more money helping privatize things?
I also don't know what role Congress could possibly play. We're talking about programming here. We're talking about the same program that would give you your weather or a Dropbox kind of thing. It's programming. I mean, how does Congress get involved in programming? They might get involved in use of the technology, but they're certainly not going to get involved in the development of the technology.
Which is what it looks like they're trying to do, because this thing right here, it's two bills in one resolution.
Well, I think you've got it pegged. How do we get the government to give us money to do our private work?
I mean, that's what they have grants for. But, I mean, the Blockchain Regulatory Certainty Act would create a safe harbor that excuses blockchain-related entities from having to register under state licensing laws as money transmitters.
Whoa.
As long as they don't gain actual custody of consumer funds. How do you gain custody of Bitcoin? It's impossible to gain custody of Bitcoin. It's Ether.
I have no idea. I'm completely flummoxed by all of this, other than don't do it.
Secondly, the Safe Harbor for Taxpayers with Forked Assets Act would restrict penalties on taxpayers who profited from a cryptocurrency. Hard Fork 2 restricts penalties on taxpayers who profited if they make good faith effort to comply with relevant laws, reflecting on an effort to account for the current lack of guidance provided by the IRS. Finally, the resolution expresses support for blockchain and digital currencies and takes the position that regulators should adopt a light-touch approach to the industry. So let's just let them go do what they want, and we'll just keep an eye on them and see what happens. And if they get hacked, well, you know, maybe they'll get a hand slap, maybe they won't. Would you really, folks, trust all your personal and private information? I mean, it's bad enough that we have Seed and Company and the DTC, the Depository Trust Corporation, that basically records every single credit card transaction you make in America. It logs it right into its database. I don't know how many of you knew that. You can go online and Google Seed and Company. For those of you who want to do the research, CEDE. And Company. Use the ampersand. And there is Wikipedia on it. There's all sorts of stuff on it. You can dig into that. I heard one time, RJ, that somebody in a mortgage foreclosure case sued Seed and Company as part of the data collection demanding discovery, and all of a sudden their case magically went away. Wonder why that is.
I wonder why it would be.
What is it that the DTC and Seed and Company don't want you to know? Well, as long as we're staying in New York, which is where this is all parked, I mean, this is very similar to distributed ledger technology, which is what blockchain is. Folks, you know, if RJ, he was talking about the Oracle debacle last week and how for about 10 years or so they put out a contest where people could go and hack into their system and hack a certain file and identify the file and win a prize. And every time they did that, within minutes, it was hacked. What is to stop people from figuring out blockchain and going in and mirroring the images, altering them, and putting them right back in the system and fooling the system?
It's already being done.